So when you think about these things, also keep in mind what really matters in your life. No matter what struggles or punishments you may face, none of these will even compare to the rewards in the future. Take, for instance, the worst trials you can think of: fire, steel, wild animals, or anything more terrifying. Even these pale in comparison to the torments in the afterlife. However, these earthly sufferings seem bearable because they are brief, and the body can't withstand extreme and prolonged pain. This is true for both pleasure and pain. While we still have time, let's make amends and hope for God's forgiveness so that we won't fear His wrath on Judgment Day. Don't you see how authorities in this world torment those under them? They imprison, beat, and torture them mercilessly. However, these are nothing compared to the afterlife's punishments, because these are temporary while those are eternal. Your body, which would be raised, will be indestructible. But let's pray that we never experience these punishments firsthand. Instead, let's use the fear they induce to better our ways. Imagine how we would regret our actions on Judgment Day. We would mourn and groan, but it would be futile. Just like sailors can't save a ship once it's wrecked and sunk, or physicians who can't heal a dead patient. They may know the proper procedures, but all would be in vain. As long as there's hope for improvement, one should keep trying. However, once everything is lost, it's useless. The Jews will eventually accept Jesus as their Savior, but it won't save them from their punishments because they failed to do so when it mattered the most. Let's not make the same mistake. Let's start improving our lives from now. This would give us the courage to face Jesus on Judgment Day. And may all of us attain this through the grace and love of our Lord Jesus Christ, to whom, along with the Father and the Holy Spirit, be glory and power forever and ever. Amen.